Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Roman Micah, a man who has been arrested by the local constabulary because he was driving a Tesla too quickly in a non-Tesla zone or something like that.
I got busted at a speed trap driving in the Cybertruck to Kent's wedding. And it went from 65 to 45, and there was a cop hiding in the weeds. And here's the funny part. When he came to my car, he didn't even tell me, like, he didn't give me a chance to explain. He just said, driver's license and registration. The next thing you know, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's, like, looking to make sure I'm not, like, a wanted felon or something. And comes back with a printed out ticket saying I was doing 17 over the speed limit. I had no chance to, like, argue my case. He goes, here you go. So
you would have lost the case. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're driving a Cybertruck.
That could be.
You are basically, you have your own satellite tasked upon you at this point.
Well, here's how you know it's a speed trap, right? So it's $175 if you go to court, potentially, mm-hmm. which probably isn't. But if you pay it, it's not 4 points, which it normally would be.
It drops to two, right?
It drops to two points, yeah. So that's kind of a telltale sign that this is more of a moneymaker than actually any kind of...
Well, it's a small town you were driving into.
Yes.
In a very polarizing vehicle that every cop on the planet's going to look at and go, oh, I want a piece of that.
Yeah, and he was like, I've never seen one of these before. I'm like, I wasn't in the mood. I'm like, great. And normally when people stop me, you know, driving the Cybertruck, which is a lot, I'm happy to come out, explain, show. Basically, I say I'm driving a big refrigerator, which I am.
Essentially, it's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like, yeah. But this guy, no mercy, just gave me a ticket, and I was late to Kent's wedding.
Because you didn't, there's a catchphrase they like. You call cops pigs, they love it.
I didn't
call
you.
Yeah, they love it. You should
I was
have just
very
said
polite.
That. Here's my license, pig. And he's like, oh, okay, I get you, wink. All right, you're off. He let you off.
I didn't have my hands down by my side as if I was reaching for something.
Oh,
that
no,
see.
You don't do that. What you do is say, let me reach to my dash. I'm going to exit the car before you get here. I'm going to jump out. They love that. And I'm going to give you a big bear hug. They're lonely.
I had my hands on the steering wheel so you could see I was no threat. My wife was in the car.
With a purse.
Yeah. And then she, of course, says, you should have hit your brakes. And I'm like, it's a Cybertruck. You let off the gas, right? Because I saw
it. Accelerator.
And it just slows down automatically because that's how regenerative braking works. Mm. But she was like, should I hit your... And then, she had to hit the brakes. Like, you're going to outrun radar.
Roman was in a great mood that day. And
I was.
I celebrated. This is my little national holiday. Just because. So anyway, and you know what? I bet you had I gone through that same exact speed trap in my wimpy-looking little
No, you would have gotten busted too.
Nah, let me go.
Johnstown is where they built the new Buc-ee's on I-25.
Well, it's not right there, but it's near there.
No, it isn't Johnstown.
No, well, on the highway it's there, but we were way
no,
in.
No. I'm saying that it is in the same...
Same town.
Yeah. But we were downtown for the cowboy wedding.
Yeah, so Mr. Truck got married. Congratulations to Mr. Truck. He married a very nice lady at a cowboy church.
Yes.
Which is where he got busted.
But I almost told the police officer, like, don't you generate enough revenue from the Buc-ee's? Do you really need to be like...
That would have gone well. But you should have done that when you jumped out of the car, when he told you not to jump out of the car, and ran up to the vehicle when he told you not to run up to the vehicle. All those things you should have done. They love it.
So first of all, this was a county road. So it wasn't even very busy. It was just this country road, right? Mm-hmm. And it went from 65 to 45 in the blink of an eye. And, you know, when you get stopped, like, all these emotions go through your head. And one of them is, like, we just had a car vandalized here at our office.
Yeah, we did.
Seriously vandalized. Actually, it was a truck, but I don't want to necessarily go into that.
No, we're not going
to
go into it.
Because, you know, we left that to the police. But I'm like, there are, like, bigger fish in the ocean. The fry.
They love hearing that too. And if you call me, oh, you're my hero, and do it sarcastically, they love that.
I didn't do any of that, but I was thinking to myself, like, and I'm sure a lot of people think that, like, I mean, there are a lot of, like, bad guys out there doing really bad things as opposed to somebody, you know, trying to get to a wedding on a country road with no traffic.
I would bust, if I were that cop, I would have gone after you before I went after a serial murderer. I would have gone after the Cybertruck owner, absolutely. Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your car. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your car, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your car hassle-free and fast, go to tflcar.com and click Sell Your Car in the navigation menu. Or click on the HiRoad ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. HiRoad makes it easy, and we like easy.
I was like, hold on. Yeah, yeah, he may have blood on his hands, but that's a Cybertruck.
And he's got the money to help fund my police department.
Yes, we need that extra water cooler.
Like I said, aren't they getting enough tax revenue from all those beaver nuggets they're selling?
You know, you go ahead and ask next time that happens. That'd be terrific. So obviously,
I didn't say anything to him. We had no choice. I mean, he just boom,
he didn't want to hear it from you.
He didn't. No, he was just, here you go.
Capitalist driving around a truck like that. My God. So, first of all, let me quick disclaimer. Yes, I'm being silly and facetious. You do everything you're supposed to do when you're pulled over, and you say yes, sir, to them, and don't call them pigs, and stay in your damn car and keep your hands so they can be seen. Okay,
all right, disclaimer's over. So, Kent, I was so happy for Kent because his lovely wife passed away 10 years ago, and he was just devastated. Mm-hmm. So for him to find somebody new.
And she's a real character.
Yeah, she's a real humdinger of a bride. She's actually older than he is.
Yeah, a little bit. So, you couldn't tell.
So he was telling me that, and I'm not going to tell a lot of stories out of school.
I hope not.
But that he got on Our Time, that's where he met her. And apparently what happens when you get older, and I fear we're getting that age, or we're
getting closer and closer to that.
Yeah, there are more women who are around because the men
don't last as long.
Exactly. And then, you know, he's kind of got the pick of the litter, so to speak.
He did, and he does, and he managed to do it.
And he managed to find a lovely young lady.
Yeah.
that he then wed.
Who drives a dually.
Which is perfect.
Who fishes and hunts.
Yes.
Tows trailers, likes motorcycles. I mean, no, he got himself a proper bride.
Yes.
Both of them are very happy, and I would imagine they're at a honeymoon truck stop place not too far from here right now. So
yeah, maybe Bucky's.
No, yeah, it's a little too busy there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a new Bucky. For those of you who don't know, Bucky's is this giant gas station, basically. And they just built one in Colorado, I believe one of the largest ones around. And, yeah, it's bloody massive, but they have pulled pork there. In the middle of this place, they actually have like a fresh restaurant type thing where they make the pulled pork. It's really good.
So shall we turn this back to cars?
Yes. Well, this is kind of cars.
It's kind of cars.
It's little cars.
So we just got our hot hands on the new Land Cruiser. And I can't wait because we're going to take it to Moab and compare it to the old 80 series that we have.
Yeah.
But Nathan, this is one of your dream vehicles. So now that you've been up close and personal with it, what do you think of it?
I'll tell you what.
Yep.
There's something that's I've learned in my now older age.
Which is?
A vehicle becomes a lot more endearing to me if I can stand next to it with a cup of coffee in my hand and rest my arm on the hood and have it at the perfect angle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's a manly stance.
I would say, you know, for me it's tea, but coffee works.
Crying out loud. You just took this whole thing down a notch. So,
are you saying
Jeeps are like that, pickup trucks are like that,
okay.
Other off-roaders are like that.
All right.
And this is perfect in that height. The one that we have is a loaner, and there are problems with it. Right off the bat, they gave us the wrong tire and wheel package. The tires are absolutely street tires, which really frustrates me because we're taking it off-road no matter what. But forget that. In terms of the package itself, I've always wanted to own a real Land Rover, and I've always always wanted to own a real Land Cruiser.
Okay.
Now I managed to do the Land Rover. I had a Discovery, but the first generation Discovery with a manual transmission, and I loved it. leaked everywhere, but I loved it. But now I'm looking at the tea leaves and I'm thinking, ooh, I might actually be able to get in the future a used but fairly new Land Rover down the line that gets okay gas mileage and has a warranty on it. Forget it. I mean, this is the best thing ever. So I'm very excited about the potential future. It's not perfect. It has a couple issues. For one thing, the one we have is the, was it the 1958 model?
Yeah, it's a base. It's a base model.
Base model. And what they did was they cheaped out on all the interior components. And so everything in there, like, are hard plastics. All the whole door panel, not a single soft touch material on there. And I know you're like, well, I thought you were a man. Why are you complaining? Well, you know what? When you're driving thousands of miles, and I love to drive cross country, I like to have a soft place to perch my arm.
So people in the comments said, stop whining.
Of course they did, no matter what. It doesn't matter if I don't whine, they're going to say stop whining. I don't care.
And the car is a base model.
Yes.
So it starts at about 55. There is a Land Cruiser, the mid-grade model, and there is the first edition, the expensive one, which starts at about 75. So, you know, compared to the outgoing model, and this is also another comment we should talk about, they dropped the price significantly. So the outgoing model was almost $100,000.
Well, yeah, it depends on which one you got, but like the very last one was about 90 grand.
So let's talk about that. So this is an interesting comment. So we did a live video. It's over at altfl.com if you want to see it. Basically, we try to kind of answer your questions that you might have. We call it hands-on. And there were two comments that struck me as interesting. The first one was, and we knew this, that somebody said, it's not a real Land Cruiser, right? Because in the rest of the world, there is a new Land Cruiser. And they're like, this is not a real Land Cruiser, and you should not call it a Land Cruiser because this is really not the 300, right? The Land Cruiser 300.
We actually called it something we're not supposed to call it?
Because we called it what Toyota called it.
I know, crazy, right?
I know, we're crazy. I know, that was so, come on. You know, Toyota decided to take this vehicle and call it the Land Cruiser. And we know there's a 300 series, which in this country is the new Lexus
LX.
Yeah. And we get that. But there is a Land Cruiser badge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless, you know, you want to rebrand it something different, we're going to call it the next Land Cruiser because that's what Toyota calls it here, and they're the manufacturer.
Yes.
You know, it'd be like, you know, buying a TV and calling it a poodle.
I think that's a little extreme, but yes, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So something you should keep in mind that, and a lot of people are like, and I get you, the underside of this vehicle, basically everything that makes it what it is very similar to what is coming up on the 4Runner, and you would be absolutely right. Similar frame, similar powertrain.
Made in the same, the commenter said it's made in the same factory, which it might be.
This is made in Japan.
Yeah.
That I know.
I think our 4Runner will be made here, I believe.
I thought it was going to be made either in Texas or Mexico, but I'm not 100% sure on the 4Runner.
It might be made in Japan, because its Tacoma's made in Mexico, and the Tundra's made in
Texas,
yeah.
Yeah, and so is the Sequoia.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say for sure in that respect, but I will say this, that I get it, that it is not as unique perhaps as the old one was, but here's an interesting thing to keep in mind. If you look back at the Land Cruiser's history, many, 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 many Land Cruisers shared components with many other Toyota vehicles out there. That's just how it works. So, in essence, that doesn't really make it different, right? The one that you guys are talking about, the LX, which overseas is the Land Cruiser because it is a bigger vehicle and everything else, yeah, it's also a lot more expensive. Now, what about the early Land Cruisers? Those were actually affordable off-road vehicles. They weren't built as luxury vehicles. What they're trying to do here, I think, is they're mixing the two up. They're actually allowing for a less expensive vehicle because they're not just throwing on every hunk of, you know, convenience and leather and special bolstering seats and third rows.
I think that's a better vehicle because it's lighter.
Oh, this is, I guarantee you.
You know, it's the problem with the outgoing Land Cruiser, I'm not talking about the current model, the outgoing one, is that it became a luxury barge. Like it would be something you would never or hardly take off-road because it was expensive and it was heavy and it just felt ponderous. That big V8
also
was
very thirsty.
Very thirsty.
And ironically, this new one, which is a four-cylinder hybrid turbo, puts out a lot more torque than the previous V8. So there's something that, you know, there. This thing is a torque monster.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With all that aside,
and better fuel economy. I mean,
that's a good
like mid 20s on the highway.
25 on the highway, and I believe 22 in the city. So it's a 23 combined, and that I believe is model range wide, at least for now. I wish it was a hair better because this is a hybrid. But the whole point of the hybrid in this case is to give it that extra torque. It is a torque monster. The interior of it is functional and usable, but definitely not as cool as the outgoing Land Cruiser. I get it. It's definitely not as sweet looking as a Land Rover. That's very true as well. But it's functional, and that's really the whole point. And at the end of the day, I guess it's just me going, okay, if I'm spending $60,000, maybe I could have a padded, you know, component on the door panel or something like that. That'd be nice, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so that was one of the comments. And the other comment was kind of a personal comment. And I'm going to do a little bit of a rant on this.
Hit it.
So the comment was something like, Roman, you're looking really bad. Are you okay? Seriously.
Oh, God.
I hate like passive aggressive comments like that, because if you really cared about me and you really thought that
you could send a personal email maybe or something.
And you would realize that that comment makes anybody feel bad.
Yeah, it's a public forum. What are you expecting? It's like me going over to your work and saying, hey, Joey. Yeah, looking a little tubby there. You okay?
Yeah,
kinda
seriously.
Kind of clammy there. Let me talk to your boss. He's right over there.
I really care about you, but let me
make a public statement about this just to humiliate you that much more. Come on. What a jerk.
Yeah, that is one of the meanest, one of the most like...
I've seen other meaner ones, of course. They exist out there. And sometimes, you know, if guys, you pull that stuff too much, we will delete you. We will report you. We will censor you.
I'm not going to delete.
I would. That's my
own karma. What comes around goes around. You
yeah,
know?
That is karma.
But speaking of that, I did go to the dermatologist, and at this certain age, I'm getting age spots.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, you know, these things are not good. And so I did have them burned off. And when you burn, well, they kind of freeze them off.
Uh-huh.
And when you freeze them off, they get darker. So my face looks like, well, like an old dude who's having, you know, age spots. Taken off, but I was in there, and what they do is you go in there, right? And then they're like, hey, because they check your whole body,
right?
And then before the doctor comes in, or in my case, a PA, they say, please get in your underwear. And there's nothing more embarrassing than sitting in that room by yourself in your underwear, just wondering when the doctor's gonna
now,
come
it
in.
It does depend on your underwear, and I do have an underwear story about the doctor.
Well,
which...
I recently switched to briefs.
Boxer briefs or just briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Good. Yeah. Boxer briefs are the way to go.
Yeah. You know, it gives you a little bit more support.
Yes.
So I did feel better because I did have my – because you feel like you're kind of in shorts.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're longer and they're a little bit more like they cover up more than just regular briefs. So I didn't feel all that naked. But nevertheless, sitting in that cold room waiting for the, you know, the dermatologist to come in, it's just like, oh, this is not fun. No fun. No bueno.
I have a German story with underwear, if you want, but you keep going. You're done.
And the other thing that made this worse, right? Uh-huh. My dermatologists, they're all like hot women.
Oh, that's the worst.
I don't know what they are. They're just really very good looking women, and I am not a very good looking guy, and I don't want to see myself naked, and the thought of like these, you know, hot dermatologists seeing me.
Did you suck in the tummy a little bit?
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. I sucked it in so far.
Doctor, it's good.
It went out my back. You know, it went out
my butt. Like that. Yeah, kidneys are being shoved out of the back.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a guy. So,
I feel self-conscious, like, you know, having my wife see me, let alone like some 25-year-old.
Yeah, I totally get that. So I was, long time ago, it was 30-ish years ago, before I met my wife and everything, I was dating this very nice German girl, and I went over to visit her in Jena, Germany, right? It's old East Germany. Wonderful place. I ran out of, because I was there for like a month and a half, so I actually bought underwear, and the only underwear they had there, well, let's say it was European underwear.
Yes.
For European underwear for large men is essentially like a Speedo. It's pretty bad.
But
it's like, okay, I'll just wear this a day or two. So one particular day, we were doing this hike, and I fell down. I dislocated my shoulder, and I was taken to the hospital. And they made me strip, and I was fighting tooth and nail not to strip. I was begging them, please don't make me strip, because having a fat guy in a thong is the worst thing in the world, especially. And it's just like, why do I have to take my clothes off? It's my shoulder. The rest of me is fine. they wouldn't accept that. And so I, aside from the fact that I had to strip down and there I am in my essentially a thong, the second thing that was worse than that is that my girlfriend got lost. And this is back, you know, before cell phones were in wide use. And I could hear her calling me. So I step out of the my little room. Mm-hmm. The door shut behind me and it locked.
You were stuck
In the hallway without a gurney or anything.
With your clothes in the room.
I just, in a thong.
Yeah, but in Germany.
They seem totally fine with it. Yeah, there was a doctor smoking in the hallway for crying out loud.
They maybe thought you were like a lost beachgoer.
Yeah, or a lost beluga whale. But yeah, it was back then I was a little smaller than I am now, skinnier I should say. Anyway, so let's move on.
Should we go back to cars?
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. We decided that we wanted to be a little bit more bloggy this time, just talk, as opposed to having a super hard structure. But there are a couple things we did want to discuss, namely some of the things that are happening in our near future.
Well, first of all, before we get to that, mm-hmm. and there are some fun things happening, let's talk about the Santa Fe that was just in the office. Because that car is, I think, one of the – and Zach, I didn't know this, told me that people think it's ugly. So the old Santa Fe was kind of this funky Korean design.
But it was boring. It was a boring design. Nobody – it didn't stand out.
Exactly. It looked like every other crossover / SUV on the road. The new one looks like a baby Suburban, right? It's very boxy.
I would say it's even closer to like a Land Rover.
Yeah, it's like maybe Land Rover crossed with Suburban crossed with Darth Vader.
Because it's very boxy and very angular. Well, I actually went to the event, the introduction event. And, you know, the outside kind of grows on you, whether you like it or not. It kind of looks like Roblox for vehicles. But the interior is mind-blowingly good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really impressive.
Yeah, so the Monroney, the sticker on it was $50,000, and the interior could have been a bespoke Bentley. It was that nice, Nathan.
It was incredible.
It's that incredible. I am just blown away.
Everything, the screen design.
What Hyundai and Kia are
design,
doing.
Yeah, they really did a hell of a job. Now, just so you know, I actually know another publication that we compete with. They're friends, though.
Okay.
And they bought one.
Oh,
and
sweet.
It broke down so often that Hyundai bought it back,
yeah,
which is rare.
Carfection?
Is
it Carfection?
Carfection or no.
What are the two dudes called?
The car dude.
The two brothers? Yeah, they're cool. They're great.
So, if you hear me, I'm sorry.
I can't think of it. Sorry, I apologize to you guys. I should be knowing what
car Confection.
Car Confection. Yeah, Car Confection.
That sound right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I went to Korea like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They showed me this car ahead of time, and I was just blown away by it. And I got to talk with one of the head designers who designed the car. And
is it Gunther?
He's British, actually.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. It's Nigel then, yes.
Yes, he's British. They do something that their design language is design.
Ethic.
This is my fourth video today. My brain is checked out.
It says the guy from Checklist.
Anyway, you know, like most European car makers, luxury car makers, Audi, they basically do these nesting dolls, you know, Matushka nesting dolls. So like an A4 is basically a smaller version of the A6, which is a smaller version
and
of
honestly,
the A8.
And honestly, we're kind of done with that.
Yeah, and Hyundai, what they do is they consider more of a chessboard. And what I mean by that is Hyundai is the chessboard, and the individual designs are the pieces on that chessboard.
With the exception of pawns, I would imagine.
Of course, pawns, yeah.
But I get the bishop and all,
So
they're all unique.
They're all unique. The base is the same. The board is the same. And I think that's hard to do. I really think that's hard to do because you have to design cars that are completely different from one another. And I'll give you a good example of that. So the Santa Fe has nothing to do with the Ioniq 6 or the Ioniq 5, and all three of those cars are completely different. So the Ioniq 5 is an electric vehicle. It's got this kind of retro graphic, you know, little squares everywhere design.
Yeah, it definitely looks like something that would be built by Lancia.
Yeah, we're just looking at that. And then the Ioniq 6, which I don't think worked that well, is kind of this weird mishmash of a Taycan in the front and like an old Infiniti in the back.
But it's very aerodynamic is the point. It's a swoopy shape.
It is. And then the Santa Fe is this real boxy six passenger. In this case, it had two captain's chairs, three-row SUV that looks like I said, it's like, you know, Darth Vader crossed with a Suburban.
Mm.
You know, so it's just mind-blowing how different all of these designs are, and yet, you know, they look fresh. Whether you like them or not, they are certainly interesting.
Yeah, I am so tired of going through a car lot and then looking at a car and thinking, well, from the side of it, it looks a little bit like either a Toyota or a Nissan. Oh, no, it's a Honda, you know, or something like that. Granted, some of these car companies that we're talking about, especially I would say Honda, have managed to make their vehicles look different. The Civic does not look like the Accord. Not entirely. They do look a little bit different, which I like, but they don't look different enough. Hyundai, to their credit, they're making their vehicles look a lot different, even though they share certain components, which I think is a great idea. And I hope other automakers take note and do the same.
And then this Santa Fe has two unique features. One, you did a video with this and it went viral.
Oh, the handheld?
It's got a little handheld.
Nook,
in the C pillar, where if you want to get to the roof rails, if you have a tent up there, you can put your hand in there and put
Or if you have something up tied up to the roof,
right,
like a cooler that you're taking to the beach.
Body.
Yeah, a body laying on there, dog.
Sure.
You can easily get to the roof using this little step and side thing where you put your hand into essentially a small cubby that can open up and allow you to get up there.
You know, I'm saying this sarcastically, but it's actually true. You know where that would be very popular? Varanasi in India. You know why?
Because you can hang on the side of a train.
No, because in India, and Varanasi is a place where if you're Hindu, that's where you want to go and be cremated. And so you go to Varanasi because that's where Buddha like did his thing. You actually see a lot of bodies on the roofs of cars driving around. It's kind of freaky, but it's true. And, you know, to them, I don't think it's weird because if you get cremated in Varanasi, India, then I think, and correct me if I'm wrong on this because I was a tourist when I heard this, the belief is that you don't go through the usual reincarnation where you come back if you're, you know, not good as a bug or if you are good as a cow, you go right to Nirvana. So a lot of people want to be cremated in the Ganges and Varanasi, and you got to get the people there somehow, be they alive or dead, and when they're dead, it's easier to put them on the roof. And so, you know, this might be something that I don't think it would make for a good ad campaign.
Wow. Roman, I'm kind of curious to what they did when they went to remove some of those age spots on you or what you've been drinking now.
But it's absolutely true.
Well, you went to a really dark place talking about
it's
a little...
It's not dark. It's kind of cool.
It's not cool. It's a scary, horrible thing.
It's not scary or wrong.
Yes, let's think about an easy way to get this. Strap that body of grandma to the roof so we can get her over to the cremation to get her to Nirvana.
So she can go to Nirvana, yeah.
That's great. No, that's bad. That's the little sidestep thingy from Hyundai. Now Hyundai's going to be equated with death. Nice. Nice, Roman.
How about Nirvana? You can't you spin that and make it into a commercial?
Without the dead bodies on the roof. I could see a Hyundai commercial. Yeah, so India, prepare yourself. There may be a Hyundai commercial film.
You have a Land Cruiser and you want to take grandma to Nirvana.
But you just have a hard time reaching that stiff corpse on the roof.
You can't get that up on the roof.
A lot easier if you have a Hyundai.
Because there's a handhold. You can get grandma up there.
You know, here's
they're beautifully wrapped, too. They're not like that.
I'm sorry, guys. You had to tune in for this.
Spiritual when at night you see the Ganges and you see all these floating candles and you hear like the
screams of people losing their
parents. No. They have these beautiful monks playing, you know, these giant drums along every night along the Ganges River. Mm. And it's just mystically beautiful. And you think, you know, there is life after death. Nirvana, right? I'm telling you, Hyundai, it's free. You can use it.
Hyundai, please don't exclude us from the next event. We really didn't mean to include you in the celebration of death.
Roman, I wonder what.
Normally, I'm the one who takes the bizarre tangents.
What's the load capacity on that?
Could you get grandma and grandpa
up there?
No, because at least with the Toyota we currently have, it's only 160 pounds on that roof rack. Mm. Which is utterly useless, by the way.
But the Indians are vegetarians, and so they might tend might tend to be lighter than us Americans.
Actually, I have a very good friend who's Indian, and he's my size. He's big boy. There's plenty of them.
All right.
Yes, come on. Right. And if they can afford to be strapped to the roof of a vehicle, they can afford a good meal, meaning that they are not a small person.
And especially if you have that beautiful day.
By the way, if you are from India and you are listening or watching, I apologize. And at the same time, good luck. I hear that right now New Delhi is 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. Hey, be careful, guys. Good luck to you.
Anyway,
can we please move on away from death?
Well, no. Actually, let's keep going with that.
Tommy, where are you?
Did you know
that Santa Fe
has this unique feature, right? That if you've got a
body on the roof, it'll hit ejection seat.
No, a pathogen on your phone, COVID, right?
Yeah.
There's two glove boxes. There's an upper and a lower one.
Yeah.
And you could put it in the upper one, your phone. And then
it's
you
like a UV light UVC, or something. Yeah.
But it uses ultraviolet rays to sanitize your phone.
Yeah, it's your phone though. It won't work on your head.
It's not grandma.
You can't Louise. You can't shove your face in there and disinfect your face if you're curious. I already asked. Yeah. So,
is that a gimmick or is that a? Would you use that? Would you actually sanitize your phone by placing?
I would only do it to please my wife. Didn't sound right. I would do that in order. God, look where you went. I have family members who are very concerned about spreading disease. And for me, it wasn't as big of a deal. So doing that would be like, oh, see, look what I did. Everything's fine now. It's taken care of. And that would just shut them up. But I wouldn't personally care about it. But on the other side, there are an awful lot of people in congested areas all around the world, super congested cities where they have a lot of contact with humans. As such, I guess disinfecting your phone makes sense because it's the one thing that you're going to have near your head.
I bet you, if this were 3 years ago, you'd be shoving your head in there.
Hell yeah, you would.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw that thing nearly 2 years ago. So it was like 18 months ago. And even back then, it was just like, will that help you if you're sick? I mean, people were asking some ridiculous questions. Anyway.
But I thought it was interesting. Maybe that was like, you know, a reaction to COVID. And now it seems kind of silly. But people were doing silly stuff like, you know, taking ice cream and microwaving it because they were afraid that COVID was on the container.
I don't want to even go. Let's not go to the whole COVID zone. That's just not a place to be right now. It's bad enough we talked about burning bodies. So
it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Okay, you are getting torched, Grandpa. Just keep that in mind.
All right.
So another thing about the Santa Fe that I wanted to bring up is that underside, all the components that make it run are all the same as the previous model. So what they did was an ingenious update on the sheet metal and the interior, and they left the powertrain essentially the same. There's currently in the United States, there's no hybrid or plug-in hybrid available yet. They're supposed to be taking care of that soon. And that will be a huge help. That'll make it more competitive. Another thing I wanted to mention, its opening area for the trunk is perhaps one of the largest opening areas I have seen on a vehicle in this class.
So you could put grandma in the back.
You really don't need to strap her to the roof. You could put her into the back, right? And just, you could actually pile up grandma and a few others, half the family, and, you know, be done with it. You don't have to worry about a roof. The back area, the way they did it, and that's why the taillights are bizarre, they sit at this low angle because you legally cannot have taillights on the door section of a lift back of any sort. Not here. It's a safety issue, and it has to do with if your car gets hit, you still have brake lights in the bumper or near the bumper. And in this case, they made it in such a way to where the opening is really big, actually. It's like opening up a box fan from the back. So even though it looks a little strange, it makes sense.
All right, let's talk about another vehicle that we had here at the office, and this is one that I really liked, and that is the new electric 5 Series. So unlike Mercedes...
What a great car.
Yeah, what a great car. Right? Unlike Mercedes, and initially this seemed foolhardy because you would think that if you design an electric vehicle from the ground up, you'd want to design it differently if it's got a battery versus an internal combustion engine, right? Because the battery is more of a skateboard, whereas the internal combustion engine has to live in that in that unibody. Unlike Mercedes, unlike Audi, what BMW did is they didn't design, at least now, initially they did with the i3 and the i8, but they didn't design cars that were specifically electric. They designed cars that could be electric or gas.
In this particular form, yes.
And what the significance of that is, Nathan, and I think it's actually worked, is it allows them to look like normal cars.
Yeah.
They just look like...
But also they save money by doing this because...
i4 is the same thing, right? It looks like a 3 Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the 5 that we have, and I've driven one in California, driven an all-wheel drive one here, and now we have a rear drive one. And you know what's really cool about them is that they still kind of feel like BMWs. And BMWs, even though I'm not a big fan of their exterior design, I just don't like the beaver teeth or anything like that, I do like the fact that all BMWs, even the base models, seem to drive like they're surrounding you with driving capability. So they're one step above almost everybody else that competes with them in terms of drivability. Now, with that being said, this vehicle, basically the same exterior components. Underneath many of the same hard points, however, they've managed to have modular sections of it that you can pull out and replace either with an engine transmission or a battery with electric motors. Ours, the one we currently are driving right now, is a rear drive version, so it's sort of the entry level model, but you can get, you know, the full all wheel drive, super powerful one as well, which is the M model. But it is great to drive. It is a BMW through and through, but it just happens to be electric.
All right, and I'm just going to hit this before people start commenting. What about the iX, Roman? I know, because my wife just bought an iX, so I know that is an all-electric BMW.
Yep.
That, you know, was designed to be it. But in general, the 5 Series, the 7 Series, the 4, the 3 Series, you can have them either electric or you can have them gas. And they look the same, which I think is what people really want right now. I don't think people want to, like, virtue signal. They just want to be like, hey.
Well, it depends. Some people do.
So, yeah, so,
and then they buy Cybertrucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course, yeah. But I'm saying, you know, most people, and BMW is kind of the quiet winner. I think what's happening right now in the market is because of two factors, because of what Mr. Musk is doing, which is, you know, freaking out half of his car buyers by going way political.
Yeah.
And because I think a lot of people are just bored of Teslas, right? They haven't had any new models.
Well, other than the Cybertruck, there's been nothing new. And frankly, it's a little boring.
You know,
they haven't refreshed anything, really. I mean, a little bit, but it's not
the Model 3, and it's supposed to be great.
Yeah, it's barely a refresh.
But, dude, you show up in that thing, and your neighbor's going to look at it and not even going to know.
It's another Model 3.
Yeah, and even though underneath it's much better, the point is you want to be able to, like, show your neighbor that you got a new car.
Right.
Or your friends or your coworkers.
Or perhaps, I don't know, maybe a better color instead of like 3 different colors or 4 different colors you can choose from.
They have now added like a, what is it, like a cloud gray or something.
Oh, that's great.
I know, that you can pay extra for.
Wow, yeah, whatever.
But anyway, so let me finish.
Yeah.
So where was I going with this? I completely forgot.
With the BMW and being able to choose and having unique vehicles and virtue.
And putting grandma on the roof.
No, you went back too far.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. I will have to rewind the video. No. Where I was going with this was that BMW has now, I think, taken over as the cool kid on the block when it comes to electric vehicles. So for a while it was Audi, right? And then Audi lost the coolness crown to Tesla. And I think now because Tesla's and let's define stale, because that's the word I'm going to use. Their entire product lineup is stale. Mm-hmm. The Model S, and I know it's been improved via software and hardware, but it's basically a 16-year-old car. Yeah. If you look at a 2010, whatever is the first year, 2009 Model S, and you look at it today, they're basically the same car.
They look an awful lot alike. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and the Model 3, okay, there's the new Highland version of it, but it's, you know, it's very similar. The Model Y, long in the tooth.
Model X, same thing.
Very long in the tooth, and
there's no life being bred into these vehicles, and so they're a little boring now. What used to be kind of the talk of the town is now just everybody else has the same T-shirt. So what?
Yeah.
Big deal. It's done.
And here in Boulder, you go to the local King Supers and you walk out, you're going to see like 3 red Model Ys parked next to each other.
Yep.
I'm not making that up. That is exactly what I saw coming out of the King Supers.
And half of the owners will be guys with a little bun on the top of their head and a gauge earring. And then they might have some tattoos that are almost covered up by their sleeves, but not quite.
Just to give you a hint of tattoos.
That's the Boulder thing. Anyway, but so BMW does have a couple of other things going on. And this is where I'm giving them credit, because they're not just going the one direction with having a car that is modular that can take one or the other. They are also building some purpose-built vehicles that are either gas or electric as well, but on different platforms. And one of the things they're also doing is with Mini. And they're bringing out some interesting new vehicles as well. They have a plug-in hybrid. They're going to have the new Mini SE. They're going to have a new Countryman, which is all electric.
The SE and the Countryman, I don't know about the Countryman, but the SE may not actually get to America because the Biden administration just put on 100% tariff on any electric vehicle built in China. And when I was in the UK for the Goodwood Revival, we went to Oxford to watch that car being built, and the people at the plant were super bummed because they were moving the SE production because of a partnership they have with Great Wall, which is a Chinese car company, to China. And the problem is now that it's built in China, it runs into that 100% tariff.
Yes, which I think that might be negotiable. I know that Volvo's also working on it as
there is a loophole. It's not negotiable, but there is a loophole, and the loophole is
leasing.
No, leasing is not a loophole. You can offset that by producing cars that you export. So you can offset, like, if you want to bring in one Mini, then you got to build one car here and export it out of the country.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the way that Polestar is trying to get past that, because Polestar 3 is built in China, which is now coming to America, but they're eventually moving production over to, I think, South Carolina, one of the Carolinas. But for now, they're trying to offset that. The other problem that is maybe more tangent for a lot of people is that the new little electric Volvo is also built in China.
Yeah, the EX30.
Yeah, and that's being delayed, and they keep pushing it back because...
Well, they have no choice.
Because they're running into this issue with...
It's just mine. I get it, and I don't want to go into the politics of this, but there's two sides to this, of course, in terms of what we get as workers here and build and versus what we can get from overseas that's super cheap and will compete. I am usually on the side of the... buyer as opposed to the builder, so that's just me.
You're on the consumer side, and
I am on
not the car company side.
No, I'm not at all.
What if the problem or the issue could be that we've got the North American Trade Agreement, right, mm-hmm. which includes not just the U.S. but
Mexico
and Canada. So if BYD or
Geely, they're already building there.
Yeah, wanted to actually import cars here without any tariff, all they'd have to do is open up a factory,
which is what they're doing
in Mexico, and then you could just zip cheap Chinese cars over the border.
So they're already there's different parties, including other automakers, that are pushing really hard to find a way to slow that down, because the reality is that
they're afraid.
They are Chinese electric vehicles. I'm not going to go into this whole thing about it, but Chinese electric vehicles are really well built now compared to what they were, and they challenge a lot of what we have here now less.
I was in Japan, and I did get to sit in the BYD, is it BYD Seal or Seagull?
One of
the cheap car. But the reality, let's talk about the reality of that thing. It has on the Chinese circuit a range of something like 300 kilometers, which is more like 150 miles.
That's more than that.
180 miles, but the Chinese circuit is extremely positive. They're very,
Everything you're about to say, I'm going to disagree with.
No. It's about the
Seal. The Seal has a much greater range than that.
It doesn't. In China, it doesn't have a greater range.
And the European models do.
And if you want it to have it, no, they don't. If you want to have it actually compete, actually, the European model is also very optimistic, right? The only one that's not as optimistic is the U.S. I'm calling it a model, but it's really a circuit, right? And even that is optimistic. So, I think the cars, if they were to come here, people are like, oh, my God, you could bring this, like, $10,000 car here. I think if you actually gave it the range and gave it the crash standards that America has and gave it the luxury features, not just the quirky, like, goofiness where the screen turns one way or another, but actually gave it, like, the stuff that Americans are used to, you're looking at probably, in reality, a $25,000 to $30,000 car if it's not subsidized by the, Chinese government and they actually eat the cost of it. Which they could do.
They could do.
Right. But realistically, you're not looking at the pricing that you see in Europe or in China.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not even going to bother arguing about all this because it's not here yet as an entity. But I have a feeling within the next year or two, despite whatever administration is in office, you're going to see China making a real push trying to get their vehicles here because they're going to start building them in Mexico, which will be a bit of a game changer. And I think that certain people will benefit and some won't. So we'll have to wait and see, because we will be testing those, I promise you. All right, let's move on to some future stuff that's happening with TFL, shall we?
Yeah. So right now we've got some really fun vehicles at the office. Obviously, the most interesting one is a Land Cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be testing the Jesus out of it. We're also looking at doing some really interesting things with the Cybertruck. I don't want to jinx it, because we're working hard to do this really fun video.
Yeah.
This weekend that no one else has yet done. So I don't want to, like, put it out there and then not be able to do it because it's not doable. But we're trying to do a lot more kind of more creative stuff. And if you go over to TFL Classics, you'll see that example of that. Like recently, Tommy and Case took the Model T that we have to the Brighton Ford dealership and had them work
on it. To get
an
oil change.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Of that kind of thing's coming.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing that with more vehicles in the future as well, because we know that you guys have a preference for going new and also going old, and we cover it all. But we're also going to a couple different events. I have a GMC Arcadia event coming up. There's a special Mustang event. It's not through Ford. It's through a different company coming up.
But let's talk about the big news. We have a new California bureau chief, and he's standing right, sitting right next to me.
Yeah, aloha, amigos. So for those of you who don't know,
Nathan is wearing a Hawaiian shirt, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, I'm starting to get back into my California groove. So I was originally from California. I've been in Colorado for 22 years. I'm with TFL for about 15. I think that's about right?
Yeah.
So, and I never expected to have to go back to Southern California. However, some family business came up, and we're moving. So I talked to Roman, talked to the guys, and so we're going, and we've been wanting to do this for a while. We are going to open up a California bureau in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area. And the good news about that for you guys is that a lot of cars that we don't get up here in the Rocky Mountains, we will be getting out there, because the amount of vehicles they have to loan are triple the size that they have here, for one thing.
Yeah, so the way it works is like each relatively large metropolitan area in the U.S. has a press fleet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ours is very truck and SUV heavy because that's what people buy here.
Yeah.
Whereas in California, you can get Rolls Royces, Aston Martins, Ferraris, mm-hmm. Porsches.
Just sedans and base model cars. A lot of convertibles. Perfect for a fat, white, bald guy cruising around in the convertible. I'm the guy to do that. Now, stay tuned for that, because once we get up and going, it's going to take a little bit of time. So I'll probably vanish for a week or two and then pop back up once, because I have to move.
Yeah, we're looking at a month from now.
Yeah, about a month from by the time
then you got to get your feet underneath you.
It's going to take a little bit of time.
And get cars lined up. And mm-hmm. get videographers lined up, but definitely toward the middle to the end of summer, we'll be rocking.
We'll be rocking again, and also be able to participate in various things, via using the internet and being able to pop up on certain, Skype meetings and whatnot too.
Zoom, Nathan. Now you're showing your age.
I said Skype, didn't I? God, I see, and I totally forgot about Zoom. Anyway, but we'll be able to use those types of media to make it so I'm not really up and gone. But at the same time, this also gives us an opportunity to go to events we normally wouldn't go to, because in Southern California, there are a lot of events that happen, but they don't necessarily want to fly us out for them or put us up in a hotel. Well, if I'm living there, I can go out, hit the event, film the event for you guys, and then everything's cool. So we should be able to have more exposure that way, and we'll have a lot more vehicles, and we'll be doing some different types of testing. It's going to be a lot of fun. So yes, I am excited. I'm also terrified. There are two things that I am. So, yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited. I think it'll be great to have somebody in California.
Yeah.
I'm jealous because in the winter here, it gets pretty cold. And in the winter in California, it's pretty nice.
My son, he said it best. He's 14 and he was scooping snow and he stopped. He looked at me and he rarely talks. And he said, "Snow is stupid." And he just kept, and it's just like, okay, yep, we're moving to California. That's not why, but that was funny.
And then some other fun things that are coming up. Tommy, as we speak, is in New York.
Yeah.
Where they're unveiling tomorrow. And that'll be, because you'll be time traveling, that'll be, I believe, Thursday when you're watching this. Mm-hmm. The previous Thursday, the new electric Jeep, which is exciting.
Yes.
The Model Y competitor. And then Andre is going over to Rivian to look at the new Rivian R1T and I believe S. I don't know. I haven't been up to date, but he's going to be checking those out. And apparently Rivian has done a lot of improvements to both those vehicles to make them a little bit easier to build, give them more range, the usual stuff.
Hopefully he'll be able to get information about some new Rivian product as well. On top of that, we'll see. We're hoping. Fingers crossed. So we do have a few things planned for the future. Now, before we start closing this thing down, I did want to thank our Patreon viewers. You're the guys who help keep the gears greased over here at Car Chat and TFL Truck. Thank you guys for your support.
Hey, there was one other thing I wanted to kind of quickly touch upon before we knock this off.
Okay.
And that is, I am, like I said, my fourth video today, and I'm just, my brain is just completely frozen. What other cars do we have? I think it was about a car
It was about Nathan's massive pay increase. No, wait.
No,
it was about immortalizing me in bronze.
It wasn't about immortalizing you in bronze.
It was about taking my handprint and my footprint and having it at the front of the entryway.
I know what it was.
Okay.
If you guys haven't seen this, you got to go check it out. People have been drag racing the Cybertruck.
Yes, they have.
And they've been doing something really silly, and Tesla started this, and that is drag racing the Cybertruck with a Porsche, towing a Porsche. And the concept is great. It's like taking a Model T to, you know, but it's kind of silly because, first of all, trucks aren't used for drag racing. And then you certainly don't want to drag race a truck towing because
it's a really bad idea.
It's dangerous.
Me and Notus, we don't really do that, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah, yeah. But we actually thought, well, you know what? Let's actually drag race it for real if we're going to drag race it and put it up against, we have a long-term Mustang GT, and we have a 911 Targa S. And so we drag raced it. And the results were interesting, Nathan. They were much different than I thought, and part of it, of course, has to do with the fact that we're at a mile above sea level, and all you sea level people are like, well, that doesn't apply to me. And I'm like, there's a lot of people that live above sea level.
Yeah.
And more every day, actually.
Yeah, every 1,000 feet you are above sea level, you lose a small percentage of your horsepower for internal combustion. And even if you have a turbocharged or supercharged forced inducted engine, you still lose a little bit. So keep that in mind. It's an interesting things to see. You know what I wanted to do? I don't know if we'll ever be able to do this, Roman.
Which is?
I wanted to take an electric vehicle. It doesn't matter which one. It doesn't have to be the Cybertruck.
Yep.
And I wanted to run it 0 to 60 a few times at sea level or very close to sea level. Then I wanted to bring it up here and run it 0 to 60. And I'm curious if the whole air density thing would actually make it faster up here slightly.
Yeah, well, there is less air density. So, you know, like that's why
they
golf
say
balls.
They say baseballs go further here. That's
golf balls
what they say.
Go further.
So. I know a lot of you science nerds out there are going to debate this, and I'm totally fine with that. Look, I'm an idiot. I'm the first to admit it. So I'm curious to whether or not I'm wrong about this. But wouldn't that be cool if that was the case? If you actually took a vehicle, an electric vehicle, and at sea level it's 0 to 60, let's say 4 seconds, but up here it's like 3.79, I don't think it would be that dramatic, to be honest with you. But it would be cool to find out.
You know, that's a video that like Jason from Engineering Explained.
He would rock that. You know, you've met him before too, yeah?
Yeah, we're pretty good friends.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Yeah. He's one of those guys who's like, I'm thrilled that he's doing as well as he's doing.
He did that towing video and explained what Tesla was up to.
Yeah, and he did it with another of our competitors, which is fine. But it was a good result and a very well done video, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and before we say goodbye, is there any news that we should be covering? Anything, because you've been writing up a lot of stories. Is there anything that the new 911 hybrid just came out? What do you think of that?
I'm curious to see whether or not it handles. I know it'll probably be as fast as, if not faster, than a 911.
8 seconds faster around the Nürburgring.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But as a regular, okay. Now I know a lot of you guys are like Top Gear fans or Grand Tour fans, right? So James May, I agree with him about one thing for sure. Everything that goes around the ring has absolutely no relevance to the average everyday driver, like regular dudes and gals who get behind the wheel and just drive their car. It doesn't matter what the ring time is on their vehicle, okay? My thing is, if I'm driving a 911, let's say I'll be in Los Angeles, so around Beverly Hills, which will be impressing nobody.
Or Santa Monica?
Santa Monica, heading towards the beach,
that
right?
Will impress nobody.
Going to be in my wetsuit, going to
the
beach.
One of many 911s driving around.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But but the point is Beverly Hills, like let's say going onto the canyon roads through Hollywood.
Yep.
That extra weight from the hybrid powertrain, does that mean that it changes the way it feels? Does it feel like a 911? Does it feel like a Volkswagen air-cooled Beetle? I don't know, and I want to find out about that. I don't care if some, you know, Stig-type person can run around the Nürburgring at, you know, remarkably fast speeds. That's great. That doesn't compute with regular dudes who are ham-fisted like me who are just trying to drive the thing around town.
Well, first of all, you won't be able to get a manual in it, so manual
is
gone.
Sucks.
And actually, I don't think it sucks because I don't like the 911.
Oh, just, God.
I don't like the 911. Seven gears.
Motorman has one with a manual transmission. The car's magic.
But you don't need, he's got the GT3, which has a 6-speed, which I would be fine with, but that 7-speed is just goofy because unless you're on the Autobahn, you will never be, and the seventh gear is just hanging out there. You never use it.
It's one better than 6.
Man, we're like Spike's Car Radio now. We're getting deep into Porsche stuff. Sorry.
Yeah. That's the thing. Porsche, it brings out a lot of passion, right? It's the only passion thing that exists that's German, as far as maybe you could say the ID Buzz.
Schnitzel.
Schnitzelgruven, jawohl.
I'm very passionate about schnitzel, Nathan.
And
pumice.
Yeah.
And french fries. Schnitzel and pumice.
Where did we go? We just went off the rails completely. Although I do like German beer, to be fair.
But look, we have a 911, and it's the Targa, which is the slowest and the most. And we could have bought it with the manual. I didn't want the manual because, to me, Like you said, to me, it's about the use case, right? It's the right tool for the right job, and I'm never going to be tracking that thing, even though I could. But that's not where I derive my joy
Real
from.
Real men like to stir their coffee.
I like to go into canyons. I like to take the target down with the push of a button, and I like to enjoy that experience much more than chasing lap times. And I think that, you know, that is something that it's hard to sell cars like that. It's much easier to sell cars by saying that it's 7 seconds quicker around the Nuremberg Ring, right? Yeah. Because that's bragging rights. And it's much easier to sell cars.
That's a pissing contest that, as far as I'm concerned, is just, in reality, it does not matter.
With active aero, like the GT3 RS.
Yeah, and that's all cool.
And there's a lot of, you know, like YOLO in that, right? You only live once, so you might as well treat yourself.
And you might as well get manual.
And you might as well get the, you know. But to me, it's about, you know, how I'm going to use it. And I say that knowing that the car is very expensive.
Yeah.
No matter how much, you know, I mean.
It is a really pretty car, too. I mean, it's just, if you like the shape of 911s, the modern model 911 is a pretty damn impressive car. But, you know, even pretty much through most of their history, it's a striking, interesting vehicle.
But we have not built this channel on Porsches. We have built it on Land Cruisers and you know, TRXs.
Toyotas.
And Toyotas. And I do love that about the truck world now that, kind of stepping on Andre's toes, sorry, Andre, but I do love that even if you're looking at some of the most expensive trucks like TRX, the Raptor R, right? These trucks are not $1 million. They're $100,000.
They're still too much money.
But in relative terms, they're still, you know, affordable, especially a few years down the line, whereas, you know, hypercars and supercars are just for the very wealthy. And I think on that, we should say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. A terrible ending, by the way.
Why is it a terrible ending?
Because you basically led from Burning Granny all the way over to this whole thing with the car, and it's expensive and only for the elite. I say, enjoy driving. Buy manuals more often. All right.
Are you saying, all right, let me ask you this. All right, now we're going down this. If I gave you a choice of a 911 or a TRX or a Raptor R, which of those would you choose?
None. None of those?
No, you have to pick one.
Why do I have to pick those?
All right, well, what would you pick?
I'd probably get something like, I'd get a 911 with a manual transmission.
Fair. Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, I honestly, I love trucks, but man, I never thought that I'd own my own 911. And if I'm going to get that, then I might as well get it the way I want to get it. And then I'm not going to get it with the fancy schmancy little tops either.
So what you're saying is the right tool for the right job.
Well, I'm moving to L.A.
Yes.
That's not the home of pickup trucks.
No,
even though people
buy
more pickup trucks in Southern California than almost anywhere else.
And you know,
because
what?
They absolutely do not need a TRX there.
And you know what? You bring up a good point. We should end on this. Whatever your dream vehicle is.
Yes. As long as it makes you happy, it's the right car.
Unless it's a Prius. No, that's okay, too.
No. The Prius is beautiful.
Oh, it is true. Yeah, the Prius.
It doesn't drive beautiful, but it is beautiful.
And you know, people dream of owning. We sold our Aztec to somebody who collected Aztecs. People dream of owning Aztecs.
Okay, there are people who do drugs. That's that's a shame. And anyway, with that, thank you guys for joining us. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to go to alltflcar.com, just alltflcar.com, to see our latest on videos and, of course, all of the stuff we posted on the internet.
And I'm going to really date myself. I think even people dream of owning Trabants.
Yes, of course, people who are on a certain side of the wall with barbed wire. Yes, they were thinking about having a Trabant and maybe getting a loaf of bread once every 3 months.
And a banana. All right, see you next time. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.